Dear beloved radio friends, I welcome you to today's broadcast again. It is our prayer and wish that these messages coming over the air will enable you to live in conformity with the image of our Lord Jesus Christ. You believe these words, the power in the world will affect your life for good. Our topic today is giving up to go up. Giving up to go up. We will be reading from the book of Luke chapter 9, verse 23. And I read, "Then he said to them all, if anyone desires to come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. For whoever desires to save his life will lose it. But whoever loses his life for my sake will save it. For what profit is it to a man if he gains the whole world and is himself destroyed or lost? For whoever is ashamed of me and my words, of him the Son of Man will be ashamed when he comes into his glory and in his Father's and of all the holy angels. But I tell you truly, there are some standing here who shall not test death till they see the kingdom of God." Let us pray. Mighty Father, we believe your word. We ask, O God, our Father, that the entrance of your word will bring light, will bring salvation, will bring healing, will bring deliverance to your people who are hearing, and give them adequate information which will transform into wisdom and bring the salvation which our Lord Jesus Christ has given to us. In Jesus' mighty name, I pray. Amen. Giving up to go up. By the time we finish this sermon, you will understand the topic better. But let's say that to do well at few things, one must give up many other things. To do well at few things in life, you must of necessity give up many other things so that you can concentrate on those ones you want to do well. Any professional who is a success today must have given up certain things in order to be successful in that area. Christ, our Master, calls us to deny oneself, give up oneself, to enable us go up with him. Giving up oneself is even the heart of worship. The heart of worship of our Lord Jesus Christ is to give up oneself. We cannot do more than him. That's what he did. He gave up himself. This is called surrendering. Surrender is an unpopular word in our age or generation. It is no more in vogue, but it is of necessity if we must follow Christ. It is disliked by many as much as submission and self-denial. In line with self-denial and surrender and submission is yielding and obeying. These are no more in vogue in our time. But surrendering to God is the natural response to God's amazing love and mercy. We surrender to him not out of fear or duty, but in love, because he first loved us. He first denied himself. He set a worthy example. And hear what the Bible said about Jesus in the book of Philippians chapter 2. I would just like to read that portion to our hearing. Philippians chapter 2 verse 5. Philippians chapter 2 verse 5 says, "Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, did not consider it robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, taking the form of a bond servant and coming in the likeness of men. And being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even the death of the cross. Therefore, God also has highly exalted him and given him the name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow, of those in heaven and of those on earth and of those under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. In order to go up, Jesus gave up something. He humbled himself, made himself of no reputation, taking the form of a born servant, took up the death on the cross, became obedient to death, even the worst type of death. Why has it become so difficult for believers, including members of notable churches, to deny themselves along biblical lines that we are commanded to do so? What does it mean to deny oneself? Denying oneself at the expense of or for the sake of Jesus being glorified. That is the chief purpose for which we are created. We are called to deny ourselves and esteem others better than ourselves and live a Christ-like life for his glory. To deny oneself is to say no to yourself and yes to God. How does one deny oneself? Notice that our text says in verse 23, he said to all, not just the disciples or apostles, but all, including you. If anyone is really serious about following me, following Jesus, or coming after me, he must deny himself and by necessity take up his cross daily. That means there should be a daily undertaking, not just on occasions and when it is convenient. It is a daily undertaking to follow Jesus, to deny oneself. To deny oneself is to deny what we want and sometimes what we need. Notice also that you must take up Christ's cross. And there are characteristics of the cross of Christ. What it signifies? It signifies that Jesus lived for others. The cross of Christ shows that he lived for others. He died for sinners. He died for sinners. And thirdly, he gave his life willingly for those who didn't deserve it. He laid down his life willingly for those who didn't deserve it. And the fourth thing that emanates from this issue of the cross of Christ is putting your interest behind the interests of God. Putting your interest behind the interests of God. That's why in Luke chapter 9, verse 24 to 26, the Bible asks, what shall it profit a man if he gains the whole world, if he gains the whole world and loses his life, or if he gains the whole world and loses his life, what is the gain? What have you gained? Of course, you end up losing your life to hellfire. But if we lose friends for Jesus' sake, if we lose any other thing for the sake of the kingdom of God, we will save ourselves for eternity. Save ourselves for eternity. Quite a number of us are guilty of the sin of denying him before others. If we fail to proclaim Jesus as our Lord and Savior when there is opportunity to do so, we are guilty of denying him by our silence. The sin of silence is a sin of omission, and it is no difference as the sin of commission. We are still going to be held accountable. The call today is deny yourself, not Christ. Deny yourself, not Christ. Why are you saving yourself from humiliation or embarrassment by refraining or denying to tell sinners that they need to repent? If you do not deny yourself, definitely you will deny Christ. If we deny ourselves, we will not deny Christ. But we read in the book of Luke chapter 11 verse 23. I want to read that portion. Luke 11 verse 23. Hear what the Bible says. He who is not with me is against me, and he who does not gather with me scatters. If you are not gathering, if you have not queued into the kingdom business, you have not queued into the commission of our Lord Jesus Christ, the commission of the kingdom of God, you are scattering. If you have not entered into laboring for men, for women, for youth, for children, the souls of men and women and children and youth, we might as well be scattering. If you are not participating in the realization of the Great Commission, then you are guilty of the sin of the Great Omission. I plead with you to give up. Give up yourselves so that we can go up with the Lord. Areas we can practice self-denial. Let me mention few, but they are not exhaustive. Become personally involved in the life of others. Plan to spend a chunk of your time in building godly relationships. You might as well invite friends to your house for lunch or for dinner, as the case may be, but with the aim to fraternize with them and tell them the story of our Lord Jesus Christ. I don't know why so many people in the church today are not fully committed in a service group. Evangelism, the choir, praying group, the visitation group, the prison ministry. Quite a number of people after service, they disappear and appear the next Sunday. You need to give up something in order to go up. Volunteer to help in children ministry. Be regular in studying the Bible and prayer gatherings so that you can grow. And lastly, let me say that you can give to the cause of widows, orphans, support this radio ministry, provide food or medical assistance to the vulnerable. As you do so, give up something. Give up time. Give up your life. Give up resources in order to go up. That's what our message is today. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, we pray, O God, our Father, that you impress in the heart of your people to learn to be like you, who denied yourself in order to come down to earth to save us, save mankind. And you say you have left us an example that we should follow in your steps. Grant that we may learn, God, our Father, this particular attitude of denying ourselves for the sake of the kingdom of God. In Jesus' mighty name, I pray. Amen.